forward to that Monday, Super Bowl Monday. A bit happening on the program. It's a big morning. We'll all come together. Be one big happy family. Get ready for the big game, which will be good fun. Speaking of big games, there's none bigger for Simon Mitchell than the action tomorrow night at John Cain Arena when they take on the Perth Wildcats in the play-in in the NBL. And we've got the coach on the line to tell us all about it. Simon, good morning.
Morning, Harps. How you been, mate? I'm going to go straight off the bat. The Super Bowl's a pretty big deal, though. Throw that out there. I'm a big Eagles man, so I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, so you're in the zone. You're in the sweet spot.
I am. No, it's been... hopefully, we get a few wins this week. It'd be very nice.
Righto. Well, we've got ourselves into a play-in in the NBL, and we've got the Eagles into the Super Bowl, so I reckon this is our time. This is our time. So what challenge do the Perth Wildcats pose for us tomorrow night? Now, they've got to come here. They just hung in and got their way into the finals with that last bucket in the last couple of seconds, so they're not really flying, but it's a pretty even ladder leading into the finals play-ins.
Yeah, that's right. Like, any given day, like, well, maybe not their greatest weekend of basketball, but you got Bryce Cotton, you're always a chance.
And, yes.
They've had a couple of good wins in recent weeks. We were lucky to get over them rather comfortably, I guess, a few weeks ago. But they certainly pose a challenge with their shooting, and we're expecting that again.
So they beat the Kings last week, who were top of the table. I'm not sure if the Kings were going flat out or not, but they beat them comfortably to get the job done. And Bryce didn't have much of a game, and he was second in the Andrew Gaze Award last night, the MVP behind Xavier Cooks from the Kings. And we know he's an outstanding talent. How much prep do you put in to shut him down?
A couple of weeks' worth, to be honest. we've been getting ourselves prepped for Perth and Melbourne United during last week because we didn't have a game. So on the side, we were sort of getting ourselves ready for both. As soon as that field goal by DJ Vasiljevic didn't drop, it's been all Bryce and Perth Wildcats. Look, he's an amazing talent. I think he's the best player to have played in our league. And he poses a huge challenge for everyone that plays against him, and probably even more so since he's come off maybe the worst game of his career.
Yeah.
Not exactly the greatest prep.
That's not what you want as the coach when the opposition superstar has a fizzer.
Not a bloke with that amount of pride. So, yeah. Anyways, we'll be all right. He's not the only one. They've got a plenty talented team. And to be honest, like, we were playing the last few times, Bryce played pretty well. But we've been able to shut down a couple of the other guys. And if we can do that, then we hold ourselves.
The you mentioned before, it's a good point, not playing in the last week in the build-up to the finals campaign. How what sort of setup is that like? Do you like that build-up, or would you prefer to have played a game and been match hardened leading into this?
I definitely love to be match hardened and just continue a rhythm. But having said that, we've had Ryan Brockoff injured on the sideline, so it's been great for Ryan to start to assimilate himself back into the group from a training perspective. And we expect.
Well, can't wait to see you in action. John Cain Arena tomorrow night against the Wildcats. Mitch Creek was third in the MVP voting last night, but you've got a really strong defensive unit out there. Is offense or defense going to win this game for you?
Look, I think for us it's going to be the defensive end of the floor. I think offensively we've proven to be pretty potent against Perth throughout the course of the year. They may be not the sturdiest team at that end. And so we feel like pretty confident we can score. We have a bit of a size advantage down low with Alan Williams, the big source. And they've struggled with him. Creaky's had his way as well. So for us, it's about making sure that we continue that, but lock down their offensive potency at the other end.
So do you want speed on the game when you've got the ball in hand? Do you want to play fast, or do you want to methodically work your way through them?
I think we've got to find a middle ground, to be honest. Like, we do like to get up and down, but so do Perth. And if we can hold them into a half court, we're pretty happy to grind it out both ends. As I said, we have that size advantage, so we can utilise that in the half court. But, look, naturally, we like to get up and down and then play a free-flowing type of game. But on this occasion, we may just slow it down a fraction.
How exciting is it to be a part of this final series and to have this team, this brand new team, effectively still, into a finals campaign?
It's wonderful. And I guess the biggest thrill of all for us is to be able to play in front of our home fans. just kind of robbed of that last time we were in the finals up in during the COVID season. We had our games in a virtually empty gym in Sydney, and it's when you're playing in front of 20,000 seats with no one in them, it lacks a little atmosphere. But this is one that we owe the people of South East Melbourne. We feel like we let ourselves down a little bit last season, and although having said that, if the rules that apply this year, we would have held a playing game last year as well. But it's something that we've looked forward to playing playoff basketball in front of our home crowd. They're a tremendous bunch, very loyal, very knowledgeable, and we feel like this is a bit of payback from us to them.
Do you like the concept of the play-in? Because there's been talks in Aussie Rules, a lot of fans have been talking about trying to get 10 teams to make the finals and have two play-in games so you end up with your top eight and create more interest through the fan bases out there. The basketball have done that with this play-in series, not the first competition in the world to do so, but do you like the concept?
Yeah, I think basketball's probably got an advantage over the AFL in that sense, and that, you know, we can turn around pretty quick and play another game. The AFL finals with their top eight is probably set in place, and that is probably the best way to go. No one wants a 10-team playing into the postseason in the AFL. And then you're just holding off the good teams from getting the game, and especially if the AFL continues with their week off for the grand final, which nobody likes. But from a basketball standpoint, I think it's been a huge success. I mean, it came down to the last 4 seconds of the last game of the season before playoff teams were decided and playoff rankings. So I think you couldn't have scripted it any better from an NBL standpoint, and I think it's held the league. It's created a new level of excitement, and I think as I said, that quick turnaround you can have in basketball, have a game 2 days later, I think holds a good stead for play-ins, maybe not so much the AFL.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's a very good point you raise. That's why you're one of the sharpest minds in coaching at the moment. What's the build-up look like for the lads? Is there a shoot-around today? Is it a pretty full-on session? How's it look?
I'm sitting in traffic jam in the Burnley tunnels on the way to practice. So we've got a normal training today. As mentioned earlier, we didn't have the game last week, so we've got to maintain a little bit of battle hardness. We'll have a bit of contact in today's session, not a lot, but we'll have a little bit of competitive work, and then we'll just get ourselves ready with mostly scout and shooting. So the week's been a good one for us, getting everyone on the court that we have here, we're looking forward to the game Thursday night, definitely.
And what's your pre-match routine tomorrow? What do you do in the build-up to the game?
We'll have our shoot around in the morning. It's the first time we've returned to December, so we've got to reacquaint ourselves. So we'll bring on whatever.
Oh, we've just lost you a little bit late there, but we've got the gist of what you're saying. We can't wait to see you in action tomorrow night at John Cain Arena against the Wildcats. Coach, go get him, mate. Good luck. I said to say thanks. I'm sure that's what he said. I'm sure that's what he said he would have. Simon Mitchell, the coach of the South East Melbourne Phoenix, tomorrow night at John Cain Arena.